The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. We're sharing our interview with Sean from Life Love After Lockup. It was a treat. We asked all the questions. He had answers for everything. He thugged it out. Justine only asked like 3 dick questions, so we're moving in the right direction.
It was the co-star in that story.
It was interesting. We got some more info on the Destiny Sarah timeline, their relationship now, Sarah, his past with Destiny. He describes her in 3 words, which is fun.
Destiny winning big at the casino.
Just 14 grand, what I wouldn't give. So it was fun. Check it out. In addition,
I'm sure she put 14 grand into that casino to get that. Right.
In addition, since it's Christmas, we got to share 12 Days of Christmas Patreon, 1 episode every day for 12 days. If you've listened to us all year, just found us, we would love if you come join us on Patreon. Episodes range. We're dropping our Love After Lockup Mount Rushmore, Bravo Hall of Fame, our first round ballot Hall of Famers. We did Christmas Vacation, Sex in the City. We got a lot of stuff coming your way.
A lot going on. Yeah, the Sex in the City, I think, was my favorite so far. The show is crazy, but it's really fun to talk about.
It is. Yeah, we got a lot. So we appreciate all of you who joined us this year, listened to us. We hope you enjoy the interview. We hope you check us out on Patreon. We hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that shit.
Oh, we love you guys. And love thank you for supporting us.
We love you. And let's get into it. Here we go.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas here, Sean. Just what you want. A Christmas treat. We'll be back. All right. So we are joined today by a very special guest, Sean from Life After Lockup, Love After Lockup, Infamy. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Where are you in the world?
In the world right now, I'm at work. I'm sitting outside of my car.
Okay, so we're gonna get into it, but since you bring up work, how are you how are you able to relocate so quickly? Like, what do you do for work? How are you able to move around so much?
Well, actually, I run a shop, and I've always been manager of different shops around. So I actually found a job, fairly easy when I came here. Like, it wasn't just something I just jumped in my car. Well, actually it was, but anyways, for the most part, I was pretty confident I would be able to find, something out here when I came out here. So I just kind of, saved up a little bit, just kind of planned different things and just said, I'm going to take a chance and just kind of see how it went, how it goes.
Okay. So you manage car shops?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And you make a good living, I'm assuming.
Yes, I do. And that's kind of like, everybody, but you're at the show, you don't need to work. But what people don't realize, you don't get paid if you're not on it. If it doesn't air, you're not on it, So you can't, that's too, to me, it's like, inconsistent to that, I got to know, my job is my life, and that's kind of what, and the show is kind of like a hobby type deal, and that's kind of how I look at everything. Because if I just kind of, I make good money off the show, but In all reality, it's only for a few months a year. So if I, don't budget it right,
Right. That makes sense. Okay. All right. So some fun questions before we get started. First would be, Justine has a fast food problem. What's your favorite drive-through? If you're driving through somewhere, where are you going?
Probably I would say Arby's, if I could find
an Arby's. Oh my God. I love Arby's too.
Right, what's your Arby's order?
Usually I just get either the roast beef or the chicken bacon and Swiss or something. It just depends on what mood I'm in that day, I guess. So
okay, all right.
Do you ever try their honey mustard sauce?
I do. I love their honey mustard. That's
it's what
I
said. Good, huh? Yeah. You eat the honey mustard with it? Curly fries or home style?
The curly fries.
Fries, God, Sean, I'm your next baby. I can feel the sperm rising in me now.
You're sick. All right. favorite chain restaurant? So like a Chili's or like a Texas Roadhouse. Do you have like a favorite?
Texas
like
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. You like when they're dancing.
Once a week. Yep.
Once a week. What are you ordering?
Something like that. So.
Okay. What are you ordering at Texas Roadhouse?
It changed, but most of the time it's just the steak with the, I mostly just eat all the rolls and then I can't eat the steak, but you know, so.
You're a bread person. Okay. I like that. Last question would be, do you watch reality TV? Like do you watch reality TV?
I do. I haven't really watched the show before I was on it, but
okay.
I kind of was like wrote into it just to kind of see what happened. And, you know, after the stream of all the Skype biz, all the stuff you have to do. Yeah. It just kind of picked. I was like, oh no, what I get myself into, you know, like, it's just kind of like going to reality setting.
So you got on the show by writing in.
Yeah. So I wrote in about, you know, with Destiny, and just kind of see what happens. And from there that you kind of go on to like some Skype visits and just kind of like, I guess they weed you down and see what, if your story is going to be fun or not, or entertaining, I guess. And just kind of go from there.
So whose idea was it, Destiny or you?
It was probably mine. Like, I think I saw something on it and I wrote into it and I thought it would be kind of fun, just kind of be a unique thing. Like there's been a couple times where I've worked at different places and applied to get onto a, you know, kind of a reality and got all the way to the end. And then they decided not to go forward with the whatever show that they were doing. So
okay.
I was like, I always wanted to kind of try to do it, but now that I'm on it, you know, I don't know, but.
Yeah. What's your, like, had you had a history of dating women in prison before Destiny, or was she your first inmate?
You know what? According to everybody, they seem to know my life more than me, but I've dated a couple other girls that were in prison, but they went in prison kind of like after I met them type deal. It wasn't like I went looking for it, but if you listen to all the blogs or whatever, they have me dating 5-6 different inmates. I do this all the time and I didn't. And kind of a little bit, you know, with Destiny, I was talking to Sarah and Destiny at the same time, just kind of Destiny got out first type deal. And
is the winner.
So she won the race. Wait, so, okay. Destiny, you know, we thought we're going to get into Sarah and your guys' relationship now, which seems like you're very happy, which is good. Destiny, we thought was, you know, a great character for television. I imagine she was probably pretty difficult to date. How would you describe Destiny in three words? If you had to describe her in three words, how would you describe her?
I guess just she was just kind of demanding and she was very like, you know, mouthy. She just kind of like, you know, everything had to be her way, you know, type deal, or it wasn't working, you know.
Yeah.
What did you do with her engagement ring? Did she keep it or did you end up, did she punch you? I forget in the parking lot what happened. Did it ever make it on her finger?
Punch me, but that was kind of like in toward the beginning of the, you know, all that happened. You know, she clocked me. It did hit my eye and my nose really bad. It was sore pretty sore the whole day. I was pretty upset after the fact. I didn't want to feel like I was like, I was done.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah.
Is that the first woman to ever clock you in the face?
It is. Cause normally I don't have that problem. You know, like normally I could calm people down or whatever, but she just caught, it was just so unexpected that it definitely caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And on camera.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I know that was kind of.
So when she, after you had her car towed, did you send her any additional money or was that the end of the financial support?
After the car was towed, I didn't send her anything more. I think there was a couple times after the car where I gave her like, I think $40 or whatever, cause she was crying cause she didn't have nothing. And
yeah,
but for the most part, I just try to like distance myself, but I still had to kind of keep in contact cause I was still on the hook for that bond. So I had to keep it. I had to string along until the end.
What made you decide to do that? Like did you think that was a smart idea?
Looking back at it now, no.
Yeah.
Because it was so stressful because it's like, I know that a lot of people may not know, but she really didn't show up to one of the hearings. So then they ended up having to trick her to go back to court so that they could take her into custody. And then even after that, I had to pay another $400 just to reassume the bond to get off the bond because she had that warrant out when she did
You can remove yourself at a point or you're allowed to, or how does that work?
That's another thing. I did remove myself, but because of COVID, there was nothing I could do. So basically she could just laugh at us and be free because they would have just took her into custody and let her ride out. So I'm like, wait, and I stayed on it purposely longer till the end.
Okay.
Because, you know, and then, but I did fill out the papers for, yeah, for it to revoke.
Once she goes into custody, you don't get the 25,000 back. What was it?
How it was much? 50,000. And, but no, so basically I didn't have to pay the fit. Like you just paid 10% of that, but it's still five grand.
Okay.
And then I had to pay another $500, you know, just to reassume the bond when she finally did get locked up, just to get off the bond.
Wow. How much money did you give Destiny, or did you spend during your relationship in total?
It was quite a bit, but I mean, it was like, you know, most of it was kind of like, you know, a lot of people don't know, but you know, she won money at the casino. So, you know, you
she's a gambler, huh?
I split it with her, but then it was like, she took it all back. You know, it was like, it was just a big ordeal.
Oh,
like
God.
It really was. She won it on my money. And then it's kind of like, and I'm the one who had to pay taxes and everything else on it. You know, so.
Wait, how much money did she win?
Like 14 grand.
Wow. Remember, she was playing the slots. They had her, remember, in Vegas.
I love it.
She really did. She hit it, and then I had to get on it because she didn't have no ID or nothing. So.
Oh, wow. You didn't consider
just fleeing with the money?
They still let you have the money.
Yeah. And then they bring it to you in cash, and all these people are watching us. I say, come on, let's just go.
Yeah.
We'll take it back to the house and we'll come back. And she was throwing a fit. No, fuck these people. Like she was just like, it was a big ordeal.
She was trying to go to strip club.
And then right after that, yeah, then it's kind of like, it just kind of, things kind of went downhill. But I feel like, you know, I was supposed to get half, but I only got like, you know, a couple thousand because she just kept doing that. And that's kind of what I was using to kind of wing it out a little bit.
Okay. And when's the last time you spoke to Destiny?
It's been a long time since she went in. Like I was contacted right when I knew, but I already knew she was going in from the bail bondsman and all that.
Okay.
Just to kind of stay on top, because I had people that went to court when I couldn't go to court because her case was canceled and redone so many times. Like she'd find different ways to not go to postpone it or whatever. And so I had different people go show up just so I knew what was going on, because I couldn't, you know, just keep flying every time or thing. And the only reason why I was going is because I was making sure that
you didn't lose 50 grand.
I didn't want to lose that.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Could you imagine if you would have ended up marrying Destiny?
Oh yeah. I couldn't even imagine that. Like, I don't even think it would have went that far. Like, she changed so much. Like after she got like so much, she changed. She was like a totally different person. I'm like, I didn't even know who this person was.
And was she like, using, do you think? Like,
when... I'm not really going to say, but you can just kind of, you know,
yeah,
look at the pictures and whatever, and you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah. How long is she in for?
I think she's out, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Oh, we'll keep quiet then. She'll be showing up
at
our
door. Is Sarah insecure? Does she ever ask you about Destiny? Like, does she have an issue with the fact that you were talking to both of them at the same time?
She was mad. Like, she was very upset. Sarah was like, you know, which I don't blame her, because I really didn't tell her until on the show, because it's like, Sarah doesn't. So most people are like, how does, you know, Sarah's one that she doesn't really watch a lot of TV.
Okay.
So she didn't really know that I was on the show. She didn't really know anything about it. So when they come out, the only thing she knew is, I think a couple days before she was due to get out, they reached out to her and said, oh, hey, by the way, in fact, when she got released, everybody thought she took an Uber. Well, you have to be signed out of the prison. So they didn't want me to do it, because then I would meet her. They wanted to catch our first time on camera. So, you know, they went and got, because it was such a long walk, they went and released her, signed her out.
Okay.
And they kind of brought her to me, you know, that's why everybody's like, oh, she's in an Uber. No, it wasn't. It was
like, she production. Really wasn't. That makes sense.
She watched your previous season.
Sorry about that.
Oh no, just said has Sarah watched your previous season? Has she gone back and seen you in Destiny?
No, she has not.
Are you trying to keep her off the TV?
I would avoid that.
All right, it's time
for
us to
be big news.
We have to ask some difficult questions, but we're just giving you a chance to explain yourself. So the first is, why do you choose to lie to these women about your children when you know eventually it's going to come out? Like, what? Why do you do that?
You had sex with her and then tell her as a woman, that kind of rubbed us the wrong way.
I understand that. And I knew these questions were coming. Anyways, it was the whole thing about it. I know nothing about her. She's locked up in prison. Why would I tell her my whole life? What happens if I decide not to pursue her? She gets out, she hunts me down or whatever, or she tries to find my kids on social media or whatever. I've had some girls contact my kids and message, you know, some psycho exes that message my kids and say, hey, where's your dad at, blah blah blah. And that's what I was trying to, so it was easier just to say that, you know what I mean? So And then when it really did click and it was really good, then it was like, oh man, what did I get myself into? Okay. So, you know, most people don't understand it. They just think, oh, you lied about your kids. You're hiding your kids. I wasn't hiding my kids. I just wasn't 100% because I didn't know this person. This person's locked up in the inmate. I'm going to give her all my information.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of why.
What about your age? Why did you lie about your age?
Again, for the same thing, just because I was just talking to somebody. I didn't know it was going to go as far as it was going to go. I purposely don't want somebody to try to hunt me down, you know.
Right.
It's so easy to get, you know, birth dates or whatever, try to figure out where people live, you know. So, like I said, I was kind of, that was my reasoning. And then it just kind of like ended up being a part of the show type deal. But, you know, it is what it is on that part. You know, I owned up to it.
Do your kids understand that? Like, do they watch this and are they like, Dad, what the hell? Like, do they get pissed?
What's your relationship with them?
Yeah. What's your relationship like with your children?
Well, my relationship is good. Like, most people say, like I know Kelly goes on there and say that I don't take care of my kids, but what I guess I'm just going to own up to it. Like I don't see my kids as much as I would like to. I do support my kids. I do make sure they have what they need. Mm-hmm. I'm one that just kind of, I've been working since I was 12 years old. So I work a lot. Like that's the whole thing. So maybe I'm not there like physically in my kids' life type deal, mm-hmm. but I'm there, you know, emotionally support them and do what I can. So for people to call me a deadbeat dad and all that, I think there's a lot more people worse off than me. I take care, you know, because I pay, you know, half of the stuff on Kelly's stuff and anything that kids need, I pay for it. You know,
you don't pay a child support payment. No. You pay half of expenses and things like that.
Yeah. So what Kelly and I have an agreement on is I pay for half of her, you know, on her house. You know, and then anything the kids need, you know, and like I told her, that's our agreement. And I've always done that, you know, but before the show, whatever, that's just kind of been our agreement, you know, because I told her, if you go and give child support, you're going to get way less than I give you now. I was like, and if you want to do that, then, you know, I'm, you know, it's just going to be ugly, you know, and we're just trying to be civil and co-parent. Now I get why Kelly's upset. So I can't be mad at Kelly. Yeah. For being upset. I see it now watching the show. I definitely see it. I see why people, you know, people think what they think, you know, because I see that. But as far as me not taking care of my kids, I've always taken care of my kids, you know, and especially seeing how I hurt my daughter, you know, it just kind of really, it really sinks in. And people remind me every day that I don't take care of my kids,
I bet they do.
Has Sarah met your kids?
No, not yet. Like I'm hoping that things go and
they'll be in the delivery room.
Huh?
Will they be in the delivery room? We saw the infamous picture that's been leaked.
Oh yes. So you have a new baby on the way?
I can't really say it. You can't confirm or deny. You just have to keep watching. Watch the season finale Friday night and you know, see what happens. So
how do more pictures not get leaked of you if you're at the Roadhouse every week? That's pretty impressive.
I know, right? I run into a lot of people, even at my work, probably like 5 to 10 people a day that recognize me if we go to Walmart. But people respect us. They like us. So if they take pictures, I kind of say, you know, don't post it or
don't
whatever.
Post it.
And the one post that gets leaked is like people think we're like, you know, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie type deal, you know, try to sneak a picture at the zoo. Like, come on, man. Like
you're celebrities.
Well, you are.
You know,
you're on the same level. I think.
You're our Angelina and Brad. You're our Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
What's your relationship with Kelly like now, and does it get worse after every season that airs when she watches all the shit you're doing?
In the beginning, it was really, really bad. Like, most people don't realize that when she said the comments that she did, that was in the beginning of the season, and things kind of got better. I realized that I needed to step up more, you know, especially for my kids. I bought Xboxes, you know, my kids have Xbox, so I bought one. We try to, you know, play. You know, I try to play a game with them or whatever. Just try to be in their lives as much as I can. It really breaks my heart that, you know, people don't see that part of it. And, you know, and things are said. But there's a lot of stuff that happened, you know, between me and Kelly and why we're not together. And it's just kind of one of those things where we just try to do the best we can now with the kids.
Did you have 6 kids with her together, or were you guys not together and just continued to, like, were you all together when you had all those children?
We were together for, you know, a while. And my youngest one, probably nobody knows this, but my youngest one was, she went for a checkup and ended up giving, I don't even know how it happened, but anyway, my youngest one ended up being born at like 6 months or 7 months.
Oh, wow.
So she just went in for a checkup. They kept giving her potassium or whatever they were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they forgot about it. Well, she had passed out on the table or whatever. Ooh. So they had to cut the baby out. Then the baby went to San Diego's Children's Hospital for like, I don't know. He was in there. He was only like 4 pounds. And we had to wait till he got over 5 pounds before they let him go home. So, and she lost like 5 bags of blood. Like it took blood. Mm. Like it was bad. Like that. Yeah. I think that traumatic experience is kind of what
broke you up
us and kind of like did it, because she went through something where she was pretty much dead on the table.
Wow.
And you know what I mean? And here I was working. I had to call my mom. Like it was just a bad. And I kind of think that that's what, you know, what happened. But we just try to make the best of it, you know, now, and just kind of, you know.
Yeah. Was it in California or where were you?
Yeah,
you
lived living in at the border, right away.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then it was kind of bad. And then I moved on to the other side.
Okay. Wow. That's
how far. So how long has it been since you've seen your kids? Like 6 months?
It's been a while. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like I found this new thing called honesty and it's working pretty good to me. So,
okay, good. We like it.
And so it's been a while since I've physically seen them. Like I talk to them, I you know, try to chat with them or try to visit with them that way, mm-hmm. just because with my work and it's kind of like, that's where I think I'm at fault. You know what I mean? Like, because I work so much, but I've always been one, I want to give my kids what I didn't have. And so
did you come from a rough upbringing? Like, what was your relationship with your dad?
It was just kind of like I said, I pretty much had to get a job when I was 12 to help my mom out with my brothers and sisters. And it just kind of stuck with me. Even in high school, I probably had 3 different jobs that I did, you know, just to help out everyone. But I'm one that I help out too many people and I don't ever think about myself, you know? So I just kind of make sure that everybody else is taken care of. And it's like, and then I'm last, you know?
What's the age range in your children? What's the youngest? What's the oldest?
My oldest is 21 and my youngest is 11.
How old were you when you first had a kid?
Like 23.
Wow, it's young.
You think that your penis controls your brain too much, Sean?
I don't know what happened, but
it drags you to Ohio or wherever you are.
She was on birth control each time. So just kind of like,
wow, really?
Yeah.
God.
You must have some strong sperm.
The women break the window away from Sean.
It was on a shot, you know, so that's before they recalled it or whatever, took it off the market. So.
Oh, God. All right. So what's to move a little bit to Sarah, like what's different about your relationship with Sarah compared to your past relationships?
With Sarah and I, we're like the same person. Like it's kind of cool when we go, like she'll pick out something or whatever. And it's kind of the same thing I would have picked out, you know, and she just, Sarah just makes me a better person. Like she makes me want to be a better person, you know, when I got into this whole thing is like, I was tired of girls just kind of being unappreciative and just not, you know, not really care. So I was thinking, you know what? Somebody in jail would probably be more appreciative. Of course it didn't work out the first time, but it kind of like, you know, I think I got it right this time, you know, and Sarah's so
appreciative. She does seem a lot nicer than Destiny.
She does.
And I got lucky with her, you know, because it's you know, we just mesh well together, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a really good thing. Like for once I can go to work. She controls, everybody says she's with me for money, but what they don't realize is that, you know, I've helped her. She built up her credit score over the days. She just walked in and bought a new car with a signature. She goes, wow, I've never been able to do that.
Oh,
you know,
that's good. That's great.
It's stuff that she does on her own. Like when she first got out, she got a job. And she was, but then she was so overwhelmed. I told her just to stop. Like she was way overwhelmed with everything they wanted her to do. Yeah. And I told her PO officer, you know, I went and told her, I was like, look, you're asking too much. I'm like, you wonder why these people start using again. Like, totally. Stop.
And no, I mean, like, I think the way the system is built is sets them up for failure when they get out, failure. You know?
And I called her PO out on it. Like I really did. And she got mad at me, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Because look, we won and we got to do it our way with some of the restrictions off of there just because I know that my whole family, not my whole family, but there's some family members that, you know, use drugs. So I kind of know, you know, what to look for, what not to look for and what to do, you know, and it kind of really just keeps Sarah strong is all I was doing. Yeah. You know?
Do you have a history of like using anything or have you managed to stay sober most of your life? Like, given
you know
that
what?
Your family?
I've not done anything. Like I'm the only family that don't smoke. I don't drink. Well, my dad used to be an alcoholic, but I don't drink. If I drink, it's like occasionally, like 1 or 2 beers here or there.
And why do you think that is? Like, was it because of what you saw growing up or you just?
Yeah, just because, it was not pleasant. And, like I've always wanted to be one that I'd never hit my kids or anything like that. And I think that's kind of why I went into working all the time. you know, and escape, and take care of my kids that way. But I'm not saying it was the right, obviously it wasn't the right thing to do. Like I should have been, I should have been in their lives more, you know, than that. Like I regret all that, but it's what I'm doing now. Like I'm trying to make it right now. And I'm, you know, working on my relationship with my daughter, and, you know, my oldest son already understands. I've talked with him. So he's in the military. So he's stationed overseas right now, but he'll, you know, so, but we've had a good relationship.
Yeah. Do you feel like there, have you gotten any jealousy from your, like from your kids about you building a relationship with Sarah's daughter? Like, does that bother them to see that you're able to spend time with,
like, I never got that bed, Dad.
Right.
You know what? I'm sure that it bothers my daughter probably mostly, you know what I mean? And I'm sure that, you know, like most of the things that they don't realize is Sarah, you know, bought a lot of that, like with her money. And people think that, oh, she's just with me using me. Sarah could leave right now and be fine on her own. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what scares me. That's why I have to be a better person, because if not, she can have any guy she wants, you know what I mean? And so I got to be a better person to make sure that I don't lose her.
Yeah, if it sounds like kind of like you, this is the first relationship where you're flipped, where like you're not the person trying to make like a broken person better, kind of. It sounds like that's your MO.
She's like almost making me a better person. Yeah. And it's, even though she's been through what she has been, it's not been easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's been hard. I'm not trying to say that she goes, but to try to limit her friends and her circle, like all them same people are on her, you know, on her friends list on Facebook and all that. And for her to try to, like, you know, choose who she wants to deal with and who she don't, you know, she has all the free time she wants in the day. You know what I mean? She has her own car. She worked hard and got her license. Like everything, she was a struggle for her, because it's different, you know, after being in 6 years, you know, it's been hard on her to do it. I mean, we still have noodles half the time, the ramen noodles, because sometimes it just gets so overwhelmed when we sit in the house all the time sometimes, because it's just so used to it. It's hard to get out to do stuff, you know?
Right. What's the relationship like with Sarah's mom now? Does she like you yet?
We still have our days. I don't go over there very much. I really don't. I try to because I think Sarah's mom's still trying to figure me out. I think she doesn't understand me, you know, like, okay, hey, why did you come here? You know, our age or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. It just, you know, was somebody to talk to at the time and just, you know, get to know. And it just happened to work out. Like, you know, it just kind of like I wrote her mostly just because she was in Ohio. I'm from Ohio, so it's kind of one of those things. So
yeah. So are you hopeful? Like, are you gonna? You're hoping that maybe the longer you stick around, she's gonna come around. Like, just over time.
Yeah, I think once she sees that I'm a good guy and a good person for her, then I think her mom will definitely come around. Like, I just think it's gonna take me time. I have to prove myself. You know what I mean? I don't have the best track record, especially if you watch the show.
You?
Oh. I'm just trying to be a better person.
Go ahead.
Oh, do you have any plans of maybe blending the family? Have the kids come spend the summer with you? Or I guess things are to be determined with Friday's episode.
Yeah, I got to I'm hoping that one day will happen. The first part is that Sarah has to meet her and all this other stuff. So this is going to be another whole ordeal.
Oh, so Sarah and Kelly have not met.
No. So it's kind of one of those things where I got to let that happen. And then hopefully Sarah or Kelly will see what I see in Sarah, know that Sarah isn't going nowhere. You know what I mean? And just kind of see from there.
Have they FaceTimed or anything, or they haven't looked, they haven't seen each other?
They haven't. I mean, they talk a couple times on the phone or whatever, but it was kind of one of those things, but they haven't really, you know, met or anything yet.
Okay.
Is Kelly dating anybody? Guess it's not your business to say, but.
I think she is, but again, it's not, you know, I try to just see what, you know what I mean? Like, I just try to worry about, you know, my life and my kids.
The scene in the jewelry store, was it as awkward as it was for us to watch it with the mom, with her mom and the jeweler?
It was. I didn't plan it all out in my head. So I didn't think it was going to go like it did. Like I thought about it. Her mom would understand and maybe come around thinking that, oh, okay. You know, you really do love my daughter, you know?
Yeah. But
that is not how it even went down.
Went a little left. How many women have you proposed to?
Just really the three, like me and Kelly. Like I proposed to Kelly. Like we were planning on getting married and everything, but with everything that just happened, it just didn't work out. And and then with Destiny, but I think I would have probably called that off anyways once I saw the real person that she was. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think that part out. Like, I guess they could have just told me anything I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You know, just to him, and you know, that, but Sarah was the opposite. Sarah actually was being honest with me and told me everything that I wanted to hear, but she was being true. And so then when she got out, I was like, oh, now I got myself in this big old dilemma. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Why did you decide to tell her like right after you guys slept together while you were in bed? Like, what, you just wanted to unburden yourself?
Man,
like...
I just wanted to just try to get it out.
Okay.
You know, like I've been wanting to try to tell her, but it's like, it wasn't the perfect time. And I guess I just picked that time just because I thought maybe, you know, it would just kind of, you know, with the mood being like that, it would, but it was
slide by and she'd be like, moments. Oh, cool.
Okay. It was not,
yeah, it always blows us away on Love After Lockup. It doesn't seem like the camera people will leave when you guys are pretty much naked. Will they eventually leave, or could you
full
intercourse on the bed?
They're there.
Man, it's I don't know how far. I never really tried and see how far they would go. It's kind of one of those things you just got to kind of get them leave. I mean, I get it. They want the juicy footage and they want all that, but.
Do you walk them out the front door, or are they sitting in the living room and then they come back into the room? How does that work?
Sometimes they're outside. Sometimes it's, you know, it's just kind of hard to say. You don't really know where they are when the doors are closed.
Yeah, the door is closed. You're over it. You don't care. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh God. So what have you met any other couples on the show? And if so, are you friends with anybody else that's on Love After Lockup or Life?
I've not really met anyone. Like, I mean, we're all from like, you know, different parts of the country. Yeah. I mean, maybe one day I wouldn't mind, you know, just meeting some of them just to see kind of like talk with them to see how their experiences are maybe the same as mine or different, or what they were thinking compared to, you know, because a lot of times, you know, that's why I kind of hope that one day they do something like that, you know,
like a reunion.
Yeah, yes. Like a kind of a reunion for the people that may just kind of like just talk and just kind of do that. Like I don't know if they will, but it's kind of one of those things.
Oh, they should have a reunion.
100%. 100%.
I see something on your hand, but we won't say what it is, everyone.
What's your, do you have a favorite couple, like one that you watch that you enjoy?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite couple, but I just kind of like, I watched them all even from the beginning and all that. I just kind of go from there. Like, I kind of, you know, I was following like Shane and Lacey for a while, but it's just kind of one of those things. And then kind of, you know, like even like Deontay, like Brittany and Ray, you know, like I think that they, you know, I think they'll do good. And, you know, so it's kind of.
Yeah.
Do you think Brittany's pushing too hard for the engagement ring? Maybe Ray could borrow one of yours.
Yeah. Give him one of the old ones. A discount.
I kind of. You know, I get it though with, you know, people, some people you want it, like maybe I did it a little bit too
soon,
but maybe it wasn't too soon. Like maybe it was just, you know, so you just have to wait and see and just kind of, you know, go from there. So,
yeah. Do you look at social media and look at what people say about you, or do you just kind of come on the show and ignore it?
Actually, I haven't really did a lot of interviews since I think last year. I think I did one last year. This is the kind of the first time back around. Ooh. And I only decided to do this just because of the stuff that's going around. Like, people are very hateful. And even with Sarah calling her a murderer and all this other stuff and some of the messages she gets, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And people don't understand. It happened like that, but it didn't really go down. She stayed. She called 911. The guy had Xanax and alcohol in his system that didn't come out to the truck. Like, I just think that, you know, in that world, in the drug world or whatever, that you kind of don't realize that, you know, that's part of that lifestyle, you know, I mean, and so the thing, so I think she got Ohio is one of the only states that have that law where you get charged with, you know, the body like that, which she gets it too. But like she said, it probably saved her life. So, you know, she doesn't regret what happened, but she did her time. But people are so mean, like people have not. And even to me, you know, but I just, if people go on my Instagram and talk stuff, I just kind of, I just block them and just
ignore it.
And how did she,
How
was she sentenced with 6 years? We've watched other shows where similar things have happened and these women are getting a lot longer sentences. 6 years. How long is she on probation for?
She still has 6 years, 7 years. So the total was 13 years. So she could have been sentenced anywhere from like, I think 2 years. And 13 years.
Okay.
The judge kind of went in the middle. Because of the, her attorney was mad that, I don't talk too much about it, but her attorney was mad that she didn't take it to trial that she wanted to plea bargain. Because if she would have taken the charge, it probably would have got all dropped. Okay. Because it came out, the guy was sitting on a stool. He fell and hit the corner of his head. And then when they did the autopsy, you know, he had a bunch of Xanax in his system and alcohol, like, and you don't know that when you're going over there, somebody can't hit, what do? You're in that world, you're going to hit for them. You know what I mean? Like, they ask you to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like she just stabbed him with a needle and just said, oh, here you go. You know, right. There's a lot of stuff that people don't understand. And it kind of makes me mad because she gets a lot of people that stick up for her. And I think she just gets a bad rap because people don't. She stayed and she called 911. She performed CPR. She did everything right. That's why she could have just left.
What a traumatic, traumatizing. You know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. And at that age, and she probably didn't have a lot of money for a lawyer to really guide her through everything.
And that's kind of what the whole thing about it is. And so she just kind of, you know, did what she had to do and what she thought was the right thing. And, you know, she's still remorseful. And, you know, so.
Yeah. So since you haven't done interviews in a while, I hope we're not abusing you too much, but what would you like to say to the haters or, you know, everybody who I would say warranted has some critiques about maybe you as a parent or you, like, what would you like to clear up about yourself potentially?
I just think that people don't know me and my life to know, you know, on my kids, like for one, I do take care of my kids and Kelly has said that I pay her child, you know what I mean? Like I pay her. It's just, you know, I think my upbringing a little bit different was where our family wasn't really close. I just kind of did it. And I blame that and my work. Like I really do work a lot and it's just me. Like I've always been like that. I don't know why. I've tried to cut back. I've tried not to do things, but that's just me. Like, but that doesn't make me a bad parent. You know, like I still help Kelly, but you know, Kelly in the long run has a lot of, you know, reason to be upset and be mad, you know.
I would say, like, she's the primary parent, right? So like, yeah, you help financially, but she probably has that big burden of like dealing with the day-to-day. So
and I get that now, but I didn't really understand it maybe in the beginning. So Kelly was
kind of, you're a man, you know, we have to explain things to you 500 times.
We love Kelly is a lover. We love Kelly too, and we hope that you all can all blend your family and move on from everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm hoping too. Like, so I'm just waiting to see what happens and go from there, you know?
Yep. Yeah. So are you going to return? Are we looking at more Sean on our screens after the season? What are you thinking?
You just have to keep watching. Like, I can't really, you know, talk too much about any of that, but it's kind of like, you know, I feel like our story's just getting started. Like, I feel like, you know, it's just kind of, you know, you just have to keep turning in and seeing.
Justine and Geneva are great baby names. Justin for a boy, lots of options. If you ever need another in the future for something.
another name. Yeah, that would be nuts. So I think, what can we expect from you guys on the finale? Can you give us any kind of preview of what we're going to see?
I think it's going to be good for me. So I just think that you're just going to have to watch
the redemption of Sean. We're going to see it.
I mean, I hope so. Or maybe you know, who knows what's going to be on there, but I haven't, that's one thing about it is I don't get to see it until you guys do. So
yeah. And do you watch the show every week?
I do. I don't know if I really watched it in the past, but I have this season and, you know, just to kind of see and just, you know,
yeah,
it must be crazy.
About it, whatever.
Are you friends with your old coworker? I forget his name. He was
hilarious.
Star of the show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hector. Yeah, I am. It just kind of like things went downhill, you know. But it's kind of one of those things where I talk to him every once in a while. But
he spoke too much truth, maybe. All right, Sean, well, we really appreciate getting a chance to talk to you.
Go eat your lunch.
Yeah, go eat your lunch. We wish you guys the best, really. We're rooting for any time anybody gets out. We want Sarah to be successful.
Tell Kelly that she's got fans in us and
yes. And we'll be watching to see what happens. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye.